Slowly and carefully, Mr. White said,
I wish for 30,000 pounds.
Suddenly, he gave a cry, and Mrs. White and Herbert ran to him.
What's the matter, Father?
Herbert asked.
It moved, Mr. White cried. The monkey's paw! It moved!
They looked at the paw. It was now on the floor and not in the old man's hand. The family watched it, and they waited, but it did not move again. So the little family sat down again and they waited. Nothing happened. The noise of the rain on the windows was worse now, and their little living room did not feel nice and warm. Mrs. White said,
It's cold. Let's go to bed.
Mr. White did not answer, and in the end Herbert said, Well, there's no money, Father. Your friend's story wasn't true. But Mr. White did not answer. He sat quietly and said nothing. After some time, Mrs. White said to her husband,
Are you okay?
Yes. Yes, the old man answered. But for a minute or two I was afraid.
Well, we needed that money, Mrs. White said. But we aren't going to get it. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
After Mrs. White went to bed, the two men sat and smoked for some time. Then Herbert said,
Well, Father, I'm going to bed too.
Perhaps the money is in a bag under your bed. Good night, Father.
And Herbert laughed and went out of the room. Old Mr. White sat in the cold living room for a long time. The candle died, and it was dark. Suddenly, the old man saw a face at the window. Quickly, he looked again. But there was nothing there. He felt afraid. Slowly, he stood up and left the cold, dark room.